Today's show is sponsored by gift cards. It's the gift that tells someone, here, do it yourself.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Can we turn the radio on?
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is rather festive, isn't it?
It's my favorite time of year.
How many days till Christmas vacation?
This is your vacation.
Get to work, Elf.
Son of a nutcracker!
It's go time.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You have to do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So you can get it on the Alexa device itself or any Alexa-enabled device, including your smart TVs. We have Alexa for the car because we have an older Jeep that doesn't have a screen, you know, not like the fancy new cars that we feature on test drive interviews. So we've got the Alexa device plugged into the AUX, and then it's enabled, and all we got to do in the car is say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and it's magic. It's magical. It really is. So we're driving around. We drove practically all the way up to Connecticut and back, listening to Radio 434. It was great. Sitting on the GWB, looking out at New York City. New York City, yes. Looking out at New York City, listening to Radio 434 was quite the treat. I want to ding myself here. Quite the treat. Anyway, so happy you could join us on this very, very frigid Monday. And some incredibly frightening news. And it's baffling, and it's very, very frightening, and we're just getting some of the details. And if this is correct, it's tragic either way. Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle passed away yesterday. They were found dead in their home in Los Angeles in an apparent homicide. Rob was 78, his wife was 70. And reportedly, sources say they were murdered by their 32-year-old son Nick. So we're gonna fact check this. Because we're not a news channel, right? We're an infotainment kind of a lighter side of the news. We usually don't open with something this heavy. But I was sitting down this morning doing show prep. You know, my morning constitutional, and I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and you know, I saw the I don't usually click on the story first drop, because chances are a lot of times it's clickbait, and I saw, you know, the headline that, you know, R.I.P. Rob Reiner, and the date and all that, and I went, oh man, that's a bummer, you know, thinking that maybe, you know, he passed of natural causes or something like that. It didn't go into great detail. And then I scrolled a little bit further, and there was one that just looked like it was one of these made up news sites. And it said, you know, about his wife and the authorities questioning his son and all that. And I'm like, yeah, oh, come on. This is definitely clickbait. So I just went back to the Google. And holy moly, all the news, you know, the actual news sites have the reports up, and it's just devastating news out of Hollywood, but devastating news to just in general. Frightening, shocking. So we're gonna talk about this. Plus, we have sound. We have tributes to Rob Reiner. Sound bites and clips and things from movies. There are plenty of tributes from actors and the like that he has worked with, family, friends, and all that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got the sound bites that we'll play during Audio Vault, but just horrifically frightening news out of Hollywood today, and our prayers and hearts go out to the Reiner family and all of their friends and loved ones. And man, oh man, it's just devastating. Of course, getting back a little bit to the show and what we usually do. Of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And we've got this. A story about a lawyer suing the IRS, demanding pets count as legal dependents. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, yes, we have Surfer Dude, our dog, and Surfer is on this, I mean, it's an expensive diet. And Jerry the cat now is maybe 15 years old, and Jerry needs a special diet as well. So I am just wondering, you know, could this possibly, could there be something in the IRS code that allows pets to be considered dependents or some sort of a deduction for taking care of pets, because pets are so important to people in our family, and they are most definitely dependent upon us. So, and I'm not talking about, although, you know, people would say horses are part of their family as well, but I you know, snails? Yeah, we had snails. They didn't cost a lot to raise. You just had to cut up some carrots every once in a while. But yeah, so we had to buy an extra pack of carrots every... I see that. Where did we draw the line? Well, anyway, so point is, this lawyer is suing the IRS demanding pets count as legal dependents, and we're going to talk about that, plus our top list. Of course, we turned it into a top list. Top things we do with our pets that prove they really are our children. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Shopping for a new pet can be so exhausting. Constant phone calls, visits to pet shops, shelters, and breeders. Simplify your pet buying experience with Express Pets. Just locate an Express Pets kiosk near you. Find your favorite pet and swipe any major credit card. Within seconds, your Express Pets pet will drop out of the delivery window and into your heart. Choose from dogs weighing less than 20 pounds, house cats, gerbils, parakeets, goldfish. If you can think of a pet, we probably have it boxed up and sedated right now at Express Pets. With over 1,200 Express Pets kiosks in the United States, they're easy to find. And don't worry, all Express Pets kiosks are checked weekly to ensure pet safety and freshness. Plus, in the event that your Express Pets pet isn't 100% healthy, just return it to the kiosk shredder and take home any other pet of your choice. And for exotic pets, make sure to check out Express Pets Plus, the bright yellow kiosk filled with lemurs, pythons, parrots, and more. Express Pets and Express Pets Plus, your neighborhood pet store in a box.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? It's the Mike Show. So there's this attorney. He's a lawyer, and he's suing the IRS, and he's demanding that pets should count as legal dependents. Do we have sound on this? No, we don't. But anyway, and seriously, you know, this has me thinking. The only thing that is more demanding or more costly is a pet. I mean, seriously, think about this. And is having no children, but dealing with the endless costs of having, you know, dogs and cats and maybe even horses. I mean, shouldn't that count? You're taking care of a life. They are legal dependents, in my opinion. Well, anyway, so this lawyer's in the news because he's suing the IRS. He's demanding that people's pets count as legal dependents, like human family members, for tax relief. It may sound silly at first, but is it? Is it that crazy? In a survey, 97% of American pet owners say they consider their pets to be part of the family. Of course. And I'm going to ding that. Those pets are dependent on humans for food, shelter, medical care, training, transportation, and daily living. She says her 8-year-old golden retriever has no independent income, resides exclusively with her, and has annual expenses exceeding $5,000. That satisfies the IRS intent of dependency. Except being human. Currently, pets are considered property by the IRS and are not eligible for human-dependent tax benefits. Even though a lot of people would probably want this to be considered, it's very unlikely that anything comes of it. In fact, it's not even clear that there's legal standing for any court to accept this case. So for that, you need to be able to prove that you've been wronged or suffered damages, etc., etc., and you aren't allowed to challenge the tax code in court for that. The lawyer is serious about this, though, and she claims she has been damaged because the tax rules are not being applied fairly, and it's discrimination to treat taxpayers differently based on whether their dependents are human or not. Technically, the case hasn't been dismissed yet, so it's still alive for now. We'll see. Keep you up to date. Well, with that, that brings us to our top list. With this lawyer suing the IRS, demanding that people's pets count as legal dependents like human kids for tax relief, and based on dog and cat owners that we've observed, maybe in our own household, the lawyer has a point. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top things we do with our pets that prove they really are our children. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm going to ding these off. Make them wear a dumb party hat when it's their birthday. Push them around in strollers. Choose to spend time with them instead of our spouses. Put them in booties when it snows. Dress them as Baby Yoda for Halloween. Top things we do with our pets that prove they really are our children. Put barrettes in their hair. I have to show, I have a picture. I'll show it to you. Use baby talk with them. Yep, use them as our screensaver. Top things we do with our pets that prove they really are our children. Make them sleep in the garage when they've been bad. Just me? Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. We'd never do that. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition coming up. We've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is Cat Herders Day, which means it's also Bloody Face Scratches Day. Vogue released its annual Best Dressed list. Britney Spears made their Best Undressed list. Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. His duties will consist mainly of hanging out behind the equipment shed with the snowboarders. The CEO of Lululemon is stepping down. The company finances are stretched too thin, like the pants on every white woman's can. And tickets for the final of the World Cup soccer tournament will cost $4,000. To put that in perspective, that's about $1,000 per goal. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the Monday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river in the fountain and the 5th Street Bridge. Very, very frigid out there today. Kids had a 2-hour delay because of the cold. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we just can't afford anybody. All right, coming up, we are going to get smart, though. We can afford to do that with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The human nose is capable of detecting approximately 1 trillion scents. Number two, movie previews are called trailers because they were originally shown at the end of movies. The name stuck even once they started showing them before the movie started. Number three, Beck thought the song Loser was mediocre and he didn't want it released as a single. But his record label did it anyway. It went on to be his biggest hit. Number four, before David Letterman got his late night show, he had a morning show on NBC called The David Letterman Show. It lasted from June 23rd to October 24th, 1980. And number five, Vincent van Gogh's famous painting, The Starry Night, is actually the view from the room of a mental asylum in France where he had admitted himself. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. Plus, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast, after the show end, or after the segment ending here.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Random facts.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. And we're going to start with a news story, though, which we usually don't do, but this is shocking. Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle passed away yesterday. They were found dead in their home in Los Angeles in an apparent homicide. Rob was 78. His wife was 70, according to this report. Other reports say she was younger. Rob and his wife reportedly suffered, quote, lacerations consistent with a knife. This is an ongoing investigation. Sources say, and this is according to People Online, also TMZ is reporting, that their son, Nick, is in custody. Their 32-year-old son, Nick. Sources say that he committed the homicide. Rob and Michelle also share another son, Jake, and a daughter, Romy. And Rob has an adopted daughter, Tracy, from his first marriage to Penny Marshall. Rob was born in 1947 to Estelle and Carl Reiner. He began his career as Steve Martin's writing partner on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in 1968. They were the youngest on the staff. 2 years later, he joined All in the Family as Archie Bunker's son-in-law, Michael Meatloaf Stebbick. His directorial debut was This Is Spinal Tap in 1984, which kicked off his legendary career. other iconic films, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, The American President, The Bucket List, and most recently, Spinal Tap 2. The end continues. So here, we've got some tributes. This is a scene where Mike's father-in-law, Archie Bunker, sees Mike putting on a sock and a shoe, 1 foot at a time. Here, listen.
Hold it! What are you doing here?
What? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it.
I'll get to it.
Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe?
I like to take care of 1 foot at a time. It's just as quick my way.
Wait a minute, that ain't the point. Suppose there's a fire in the house and you got to run for your life. Your way, all you got on is one shoe and a sock. My way, you got on a sock and a sock. You see, you're even.
Suppose it's raining or snowing outside. Your way with a sock on each foot, my feet would get wet. My way with a sock and a shoe on 1 foot, I could hop around and stay dry.
Even though Rob Reiner had a very, very famous father, Carl Reiner, actor and director, it was his mother who's known for delivering one of the greatest lines in movie history. Here's Rob speaking about it. The night that Billy Crystal was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2007.
We did a picture called When Harry Met Sally. There's everybody knows the famous scene, the orgasm scene. Everybody knows the famous line, I'll have what she's having. Not many people know that Billy Crystal wrote that line. And I came here tonight to thank you for immortalizing my mother. My mother is the one who says, I'll have what she's having. Billy came up with that line, and we said, well, who should we get? You need somebody who would be right for a deli, an older Jewish woman. Who should it be? And Billy suggested my mother to play the part.
Rob Reiner says that when he was young, it was normality to see his father, Carl Reiner, and Mel Brooks working up bits for their television appearances in their home. Here's Rob on realizing how great they were and the time they used one of his jokes in an act.
I idolized them. When I was a teenager, I'd come home from school every day when I was about 15, 16 years old, and I would put on the 2000-Year-Old Man record and listen to it. I mean, not just because it was my dad, but I mean, it was just the most brilliant comedy ever put on record. They used to go on Ed Sullivan every once in a while and do their routines. And I think I was about 16 years old. My dad and Mel were sitting in the living room, and I came in and I said, I have an idea for a joke. I said, it's the first person to invent applause. And they said, what is that? I said, well, in the old days, if somebody was funny or somebody sang and somebody did something really good and you really liked it, you'd go, oh, boy, is that good. You know, and if you really love somebody, you could kill yourself because you'd slap yourself to death. He said, so the first guy, when nobody was looking, he pulled his head out and he put his hands together like that. He says, and that was the first applause. I felt unbelievably privileged. I was beside myself.
Wow. Do we have one more? Nope. Okay. More details to come. Are we going to viral videos? Yes, we are. Here's a viral video that's making the rounds as one of the most fun posts of 2025. It's a groom pranking his wedding guests. Here we go.
I just wanted to tell you that Ashley and I are expecting all of you to have an amazing party!
Yeah, a fake pregnancy announcement. Listen to this. A skydiver in Queensland, Australia, is lucky to be okay after his parachute deployed right as he jumped out of the plane. The chute got stuck on the wing of the plane. The parachutist survived by using a hook knife to cut lines from their reserve parachute. Here's Angus Mitchell, the Chief Commissioner of Air Traffic.
without having that hook knife, we most likely would have seen a very different outcome. Calm and collected actions from the parachutist, but equally for the pilot involved as well. The pilot was faced with an aircraft that at that stage didn't have the control that he would expect.
There were a total of 16 jumping out. The guy who was supposed to go next was pointing to alert that there was a guy hanging on the wing. He literally got pushed out by others that jumped. Let's see. Are we going to... All right, let's save this one. No, let's do it now. It's not criminal. 86-year-old James Mantis, I can't pronounce that, had to be rescued by Tampa first responders when he went up on his roof to blow off the leaves. Okay, 86 years old, going up on the roof to blow off the leaves. What could possibly go wrong? He says his shoes weren't gripping too well, and before he knew it, his feet were hanging over the side of the roof. Here's James on how lucky he is and how his wife, Sharon, didn't want him to go up there.
I got you, sir.
I'm glad somebody's got me.
My neighbor just happened to walk out and saw my legs over the side of the house and called 911.
Can I reach up with that hand?
She's been on me for years not to do it. But when you build a home and you go up there and you blow it twice a year, you get confidence.
Wait, let me get your wrist. Come here.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean to cause all this.
No. It's not your fault at all. That's what we're here for, okay?
Maybe it's time to take Sharon's advice and get someone else up there next year.
Probably so.
Yeah, it would have been a 30-foot drop onto gravel. Good Lord. Let's skip that. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's Kevin Meaney talking about getting a Christmas gift. You know, one of those that says, as seen on TV.
You know, I got the clapper for Christmas. How many people have the clapper? Do you know what the clapper is? You better know what the clapper is sitting there in the front row. Let's do the clapper. Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off the clapper. You see, that last clap's a little faster than the other ones. How about the woman on the clapper commercial? One clap, she's out. I'm in my room clapping on, clapping off. Parents are screaming at me, stop clapping off up there. Clapping on and clapping off. Lights going crazy in the house. Your brothers don't clap off. Your father doesn't clap off.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, and vigorously, and maybe like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, time once again. Stupid criminals in the news. A guy in Wilmington, Delaware, got arrested last week after he called the police and told them he stole a car. The owner reported it missing a day earlier. They told police they were letting their Hyundai Sonata warm up in front of their place on Tuesday morning. When they came back, it was gone. Police didn't know who did it until they got another call the next day from 21-year-old Kayon Baxter. He freely admitted he took the car. And the fun part is why he called police in the first place. It's not clear where he parked it, but it got towed overnight, and he left some personal belongings in it. So he wanted to know if he could come by and get his stuff back. Instead, they tracked him down and arrested him the same day. They eventually got the car, found the car at a nearby tow lot, and his belongings were still in it. So at least he might get his stuff back someday. He's facing charges for felony theft of a motor vehicle. And then, let's see, do we have anything else? We had that. Do we have good news? Yes, we have good news. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. In North Dakota, a lot of farmer friends helped one of their own who was killed in a car accident to assist the grieving widow and two sons of Randy Phyllis Floyd. The community stepped up to bring in 1,400 acres of corn and soybean crops. Here's one of the crew, Wyatt Thompson, talking about this.
Love Randy. The reach that he had was kind of endless. The corn harvest was the big one. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that need to happen with corn and a lot of bushels to move at once.
I didn't want to put the burden on Larry. I told Larry, I said, don't worry about the corn. We'll just get it off. Just looked at a sheet, who everybody was. It was kind of divide and conquer. We divided the combines up amongst three different fields and three different groups and divided trucks out amongst everybody.
Kind of shows Randy's reach. I mean, he moved up from Plaza. There was some neighbors and friends from Plaza that came up, and then a pile of people from the community.
There were 75 volunteers in total who brought in 12 combines and 40 trucks. Farmers working together as a family. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.